Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Leadership Call 62 on the 23rd of September 2019 at 1730 UTC. Attending the call today is Denise, Russ, and Lauren. Apologies from Jennifer. Attending from ICANN.org, we have Nagar, Steve, and Brenda.
Me or Brenda?
I'm sorry. Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello?
Russ?
Yeah, it went silent for a minute.
Okay, well, I'll just continue. The meeting is being recorded, and I'd ask you to please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I'm turning the call over to you. Thank you.
Okay, I think the first agenda item goes to Nagar, which is the status of the consultant, right?
Thank you, Russ. Hello, everyone. So per last plenary call last week on Wednesday, we have now received the job description that the leadership team put together for the policy researcher role. I note that the review team members had no comments or additional changes to the job description that was put together. So what we have received is essentially what the leadership put together in DC, and we're moving it forward in our process. At this point in time, we're just filling out the necessary paperwork, and I'm hoping to have an update for you soon on the next steps again.
So could we get an email that has each step and when you expect it to be completed, so we have a little more certainty forward-looking on when we might hope to close on this?
Hi, Denise. I can work with the team internally and see what we can put together to send over to the review team. Yep.
Thanks.
As you know, time is short on this one. If that person's going to have a chance to look at the recommendations before we do the briefings in Montreal. Okay, so the next thing I think is the update to the work plan. I sent one comment by email, but I have a few others. Maybe we should start with the one I sent by email because I'm confused by that one. Did you get a chance to look at that, Nagar?
Yes, Russ, and I replied to your email. It seems like you haven't had a chance to read it yet. But essentially, I'm going to repeat the email that I sent you. What the suggestion is line 88 and 89 are effectively a duplicate of one another, and our suggestion is to just combine them and make them into one row in the work plan with the text reading as prepare and approve draft reports for public comment and the suggested dates as 6 January through 31 January 2020.
Okay, that's not what I'm seeing in the red line one.
So I have the red line one open in front of me, and that's the language I'm reading off of it. I'm not sure.
88 says approve final draftings and recommendations, and then the other one, I see what you're saying. Okay, now I understand.
Yeah.
That, but that's not what I was commenting on. So you're saying merge them. I got no problem with that.
Right.
Okay, so what you're really saying is make that time, merge them and make them 6 January to the end of January.
Correct.
Okay, I'm fine with that now that I understand it.
Okay.
Okay, there's a whole bunch that you suggested, rows 30, 42, 54, and 66, that we just delete because they're actually dealt with at a later row. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. On 73D, I think that instead of the 15th of July, because we haven't seen Heather's wording for what we're going to say about everything's fine with the IANA work stream, I think we need to leave that one open to like 20 December.
So you want to change from our suggestion of 20 November to 20 December?
Correct.
Okay.
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 Rows 90 and 91, deleting them makes sense to me. 93C, you have suggested 3 February, but I think that we should make that 2 November because we're going to start talking and engagement on the outcome of our editing session on 2 November at the rest of the meeting.
And what would you like to leave the end date for that?
The end date, I think, is fine.
Okay.
I'm just proposing changing the start date.
Okay, that's fine. I captured that. Thank you. And does the same apply to rows 94 and 95?
No, I think those stay the way they are.
Okay.
I mean, as you proposed for...
Understood.
Right. Sorry. As they are is was ambiguous, I realize.
No. I understand what you meant.
Okay. And I think you're right that we should delete 96 and 106.
Okay.
All right. Did Denise or Lauren have a chance to look at this? And do you disagree with anything I just suggested?
I haven't.
Sorry, Denise, for talking over you, but I think you haven't got any comments, so I'll essentially say the same. I looked at all the yellow stuff. I think that's all that was changed. It looks all good, I think, and I mean, as we all know, it's a living document, so further changes might happen.
Okay, then what I suggest is we apply these things we just went through, send it out to the team and let them send comments by email if they have any suggestions.
Okay, noted.
I suspect we'll get crickets, but better to give them the opportunity than hear later that we didn't give them one.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Excuse me, this is Brenda, just letting you know that Eric has joined.
Oh, hi, Eric. We did the first two agenda topics, unless you had a chance to look at the work plan. We just went through it, the proposed changes, and made some suggestions. We're going to send that to the whole team now as the next step. So if you didn't get a chance, you will get one at that point, unless you want us to delay. Eric, are you comfortable with it going to the whole team?
Yeah, I'm comfortable.
Okay, cool. All right. All right, I can't remember what the next...
The next item, Russ, is developing agenda for Wednesday planning call.
Okay. So that depends from Denise and Lauren. Are we going to have those recommendations in the red letter document? I don't know what else to call that thing.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So I think we will then try to go through that one more time, highlighting the new ones, highlighting the ones that Eric put in now a week and a half ago, make sure that we have consensus on everything there, talk it through, and then ask for editorial comments to be in a week out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay, so there are several places where we already point to some of the CCT recommendations. We now have an implementation plan. Should we be making sure that the recommendation and the implementation plan on the ones we're pushing line up? And what should we do about the ones where CCT recommended something but the board put it on hold?
Russ, just for me to understand, do you want to put that as an agenda item?
That'd be great. Yeah, that's. I don't know. I think what that leads to is either an update to say, yeah, we need, you know, you need to develop an implementation plan for this part of the CCT report, or it leads to, you know, something where we make a comment to that effect on the CCT implementation plan. It's not clear to me which path we should take. All right, so we'll discuss that on Wednesday.
Russ, this is Nagar. So do you want the agenda item to read discussing the CCT implementation plan posted for public comment and whether the review team wishes to submit a public comment as a team?
Or co-chairs.
Yeah, the chairs could do it, the team could do it, or we could embed it in our report. Those are three options.
Yeah, I think the time, probably the deadline for public comments might not work for embedding it in the report, but.
Let me be clear on that. What I mean is for the parts that there isn't an implementation plan, putting it in the report.
Sure.
Right.
That dovetails with another conversation about sort of broadly our comments or input on how they're dealing with these community review reports.
Right, because
yep,
if you look
it.
At this one, there's they don't even say what the criteria are to revisit the ones they put on pause as part of
right.
the implementation.
Right.
And so at a minimum, I would have thought that was going to happen, but it didn't.
Yep. Yeah, maybe something useful to comment on in addition to providing some guidance in our report about a more productive way for ICANN to approach the community reviews.
Yeah, which is, I think, part of our suggestion 2 and 3. About how we talk about how to track it, but I think we might want to create another one that talks about. I mean, suggestions are different because they're about how to deal with future reviews. But I think I'm feeling like there's a piece missing.
Yeah.
Okay. Nagar, did that help?
I've captured the agenda item, and obviously the details can be discussed during the plenary call. But I've got a headline for the agenda, so thank you for that.
Okay. So I think those are the two things, and I'm loath to go through every single recommendation and say, does everybody still agree? But I think we're actually going to have to do that.
Russ, did you also want to review the work plan during the plenary call, even though it will be emailed out ahead of time to the review team?
Sure. Let's put it on the agenda just to say, you know, you've had it. Any concerns?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
like I said,
it.
I don't expect any, but again, let's give them an opportunity. All right, so Boban also sent a note about a DNS abuse report that came out from GAC. Well, Carrie Ann said there's one coming, and then Boban sent the actual statement to us. Do you think we should talk about that on Wednesday or not?
Sure. If we've got time.
All right, so let's put it that one at the end of the agenda so that if we have time, we can talk about that. I mean, they actually are saying, yeah, what CCT said. But
yeah, and CCT has said what GAC has been saying for quite some time now.
So, yeah, it's becoming circular, right?
Oh, yeah, and other other stakeholder groups and constituencies as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll be saying some similar things in our draft report.
Exactly. It's like
you sensing a theme here?
Well, once we have enough different groups singing in harmony, maybe it'll happen.
One never knows. Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else we need to do on Wednesday?
This is Lauren. I'm not sure this is good for Wednesday because we already have a lot of topics. But considering this IANA workstream thing needs text, I'm not sure if we might want to discuss this, say, next week or something like that. So at least flag it on call again that this needs text, and then we can finish it, hopefully.
How about I take the action to reach out to Heather and see if what's out there is enough for her to put together a paragraph or two? Because I really think that's all
Sounds
we need. And if she says no, then we'll talk about it. we'll find out what she needs so we can be more focused. Okay.
Yep.
Is there any other business we need to do on Wednesday? Okay. Is there any other business we need to do today? And I think the talking the agenda on Wednesday subsumed what your CCT comment, Denise. Am I right?
I'm sorry?
Did our discussion of CCT and Wednesday subsume what you wanted to raise?
Oh, actually, all I raised really was just the question, do we want to provide a comment to the public comments that are open on the proposed implementation plan? And so, yeah, since we moved that as an agenda item on the full call, we can discuss it then.
Okay, cool. Then I don't know of anything else we have to talk about today. Anyone?
Russ, I have one item for clarification, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The last agenda item, you said you wanted to discuss the document that Boban sent around. And
right.
I don't actually see anything from Boban on the mailing list other than a comment he's made on a document that KC shared. Is that by chance what you're referring to?
I see now that he didn't send it to everybody. I'll send you the link.
Okay, thank you. If you can send it to the coordination list or to the review team list so that I can then use that and add it to the agenda as a hyperlink, I think that'd be great.
Wait, but didn't Carrie Ann say that this is not fit for public consumption yet? So, I mean,
yeah, that's why Boban sent it.
This on the record.
No, that's why Boban sent it, is they had actually released it.
Okay, just clarifying.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
So, Nagar, I'll just reply to Carrie Ann's message.
Okay.
Yeah, that way everyone will see it.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to triple check that it's out. All right. But I think that's the last thing then, right?
Yes, I believe so.
All right. We'll talk on Wednesday then.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.